to Podcasts by Femi Scott. So happy to have you guys back. It's always a pleasure creating content for you guys and getting reviews and comments back from you guys. Hope you all are keeping safe and practicing the necessary precautions this season. Please, let's all try our best to keep safe and be healthy and as possible. A big thank you as usual to all my listeners, especially those that never miss out on any of my podcasts. God bless you guys real good. Do not forget to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at Podcasts by Femi Scott. Also, please, I'm begging, go subscribe to our YouTube channel for more interesting content coming soon. Also, please repost our podcast weekly with your friends, share with your friends, with family members, with anyone that has an Android or an Apple phone. Please share with them. Trust me, they would appreciate you sharing this with them. And also, don't forget, as I said earlier, our YouTube channel. Please go subscribe. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on anything I have for you. As usual, now you guys trust me, I don't usually fall your hand. So I hope you listened carefully to the last episode on procrastination. So as we all know, as I said in the last episode, this is the final episode of the series, and it has been a wonderful ride with you, my wonderful audience, of course. We've really dissected this topic, and by now I trust that you guys now truly understand a lot on procrastination. So let's keep it in mind that stopping or ending procrastination is not a one-day thing, and it requires your will and commitment. So let's dive into today's topic. I know the question most of you have on your minds right now is, how do I stop procrastinating? So first of all, establish your goals. So define your goals as clearly as possible, making sure that they are significant enough to allow you make meaningful progress. Number two, figure out the exact nature of your procrastination problem. So you think about cases where you have procrastinated and just identify when, how, and why you did so. It helps in solving the issue. Number three, create a plan of action. Creating a plan of action makes it easier. After creating, number four, you implement your plan of action. You cannot create without implementing. It makes the situation worse. So after creating, make sure you see to it that you implement the plan of action you've created. Number five, prioritize tasks based on how important they are. It helps too. Number six, break large and overwhelming tasks into small and achievable pieces. So you are breaking large and overwhelming tasks into small tasks that are achievable. Number seven, remove distractions from your work environment. That's very, very important, because when you are distracted, you tend to postpone. So try to remove distractions from your work environment. Number eight, identify when you are most and least productive and schedule your tasks accordingly. If you know you are least productive in the morning and you are most productive at night, or vice versa, make sure you schedule your time and your tasks appropriately and accordingly to help you evade procrastination. Number nine, set intermediate deadlines for yourself on your way to your final goal. Number 10, reward yourself when you successfully implement your plan of action. Number 11, develop a belief in your abilities to successfully overcome procrastination. You have to believe in yourself. If you know you want to truly overcome this, you have to trust yourself to overcome procrastination. A positive mindset goes a long way. So there are many ways to overcome procrastination, really. But these are the 11 very important ones that, if followed, will surely help you a lot. Big thanks to solvingprocrastination.com for their help. From the beginning of this podcast, I want to say a very big thank you, because a lot of information I got from there have been very helpful for this podcast from the onset. So you can also check out the website for more understanding on overcoming procrastination. What I want us to understand is that procrastination is a serious problem, and you should willingly want to stop doing it. Thank you guys for sticking with me from the beginning of the podcast till now. I'm super grateful, and till next time, let's stay safe, let's practice social distancing, and let's be good. Peace, stay safe. I leave you with a song.